This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Dating and love, seek treatment. If you're boring as fun, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. With Kat
and Pat.
Hey, it's Coochie Coocharacha.
It's Catherine Rowan. Rowan.
Catherine Rowan would be like my label.
And that's such what you do in sixth grade is like, you change. Me and my friend used to do this thing when we were like 10 where we would call, I forget why we were obsessed with the name Agatha.
Oh, that's a really good name.
This is such like a thing you do when you're 10 if you're gay. And so we would make code names for everyone, but it was just your first initial on it. So I was like Pagatha, he was Bagatha.
That's actually funny and really good.
And then if it was like his sister was Allison, so like we would call her like an actual Agatha.
Well, this is Kagatha.
And this is Seek Treatment.
And a podcast about boys.
And this is Sagatha Tragatha. A podcast about boys.
Bagatha?
Bagatha, Sagatha.
You can say the next one.
Fagatha. Oh my god.
I would never.
I love to say it.
We are live in the studio with one of the most important guests of all time because she created our beautiful, iconic art. Put your hands together for Carly Jean Andrews.
Welcome. And I said, you know what I said the second I saw her? For one, I said, never met you in person, bitch.
We never met in person, bitch?
I don't think so.
We don't think so.
That's Cookie Cucaracha.
And then secondly, I said, love your look.
Oh, she's the most beautiful girl in the world.
Thirdly, I said, Thirdly, I said, do you live in Beep? I said, yes, you do, because you had a birthday party.
Yeah. Do you know where I live? Because I had a birthday party.
And do you live in Beep?
Yeah.
Is that nearby? Or should we beep it? Where do you live?
Highland Park.
Yeah.
You don't have to beep that. Okay, there's like four places here.
Yeah.
But do you, is that where the birthday party was?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Did you go to the party?
We were in Seattle, Washington.
Oh, right. Yeah. How was it? Happy birthday.
It was nice. It was like the first time I had a birthday where I invited like everybody I know from different groups.
Oh, so that's why we got the tie.
Yeah.
Well, we're invited just
in
like
a good way. In a good way. I was bopping.
I love that.
But wait,
can I ask?
Yeah, but can you say my name like Agatha? It's like hard with me.
I know. Well,
Kagatha, Jagatha.
Agatha, actual Agatha.
Kagatha, Jagatha, actual Agatha.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh my God. So I have to say, I discussed this a bit on the Patreon episode we just recorded, but like, you know, I had two dates yesterday, a coffee and a real. But then the
it's real dinner.
So that's what you would think because it was real and it was, they were both Hinge related, but the first one was a quote unquote Raya conversion in that we had matched on Raya, never kind of connected, and then kind of found love in a hopeless
Raya.
And that person was like going back to his city where he lives, which isn't the city.
Say it.
Okay.
Beep it.
Not close.
Yeah. And so it was like kind of like for weeks we were kind of being like, are we gonna meet? Mm-hmm. And then like when it finally was gonna happen, I had plans then at night. So like I had to be doing the day and it was at this like coffee shop where they were working. And like
They were
like literally no, they weren't working like barista, they were working like typey.
Oh, okay.
He was like, come to Bali, I'm working my shift and fuck me.
And yeah, it was just, it's like, I would say don't go on a date to someone who's working. Like, I was kind of like, What?
Wait, so you met up while you were both on the computer?
He was on the computer. I was kind of off computer, but then he went off computer when I kind of got
just
there.
Just to talk?
Just to talk.
He made you like come to him during his
he
work
didn't
day.
Make me, yeah. But it was this kind of thing of like, well, we've been chatting for so long that it would be crazy now to not. And then I wasn't doing anything yesterday, so I was like, I'll go. And but I will say it was at a coffee place I won't name, but he had said where he was at the he had said where he was in the coffee place, and he was like, oh, I'm at High Top. I'm at a High Top towards the back. But
red flag. Who likes a High Top?
Well, what's tricky is that there had been so much back and forth about when and where we were going to meet that, like, when I was on my way, I just looked at the text briefly. There is a gay bar called High Tops. And so I thought he was changing the location again. So I then went to High Tops, which is on the same road, but kind of far away. So we only ultimately had like 30 minutes. And then the real kind of, and I went into this in the Patreon, but like I had connected with this individual on Grindr. It didn't work out in terms of meeting up. And then unacknowledged, I don't even know if he remembers, but like we then connected on Hinge. So if it's a Hinge and we're like agreeing like 5 days in advance that we're going to meet at night, I'm thinking we're getting dinner. And then it turned into like, why don't you just come over? I'll open a bottle of wine and we can chat. And then I was like, I had said like, he had been like, what do you want to do tonight? And I was like, I'll do dinner or drinks, whatever. But I'll just, even though I don't drink, I'll just say I'll do drinks and I'll get a Diet Coke.
I always say, do you want to go for a drink?
Do you not drink?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that. Are you capital S?
I just never drank, but okay. I never drank or did drugs, but I don't say sober because it's like, I feel like sober implies that you did.
Yes, yes, yes.
But I just am prude.
Yeah, you're really? Straight edge.
I'm straight edge. Yeah, I'm hardcore. Agatha.
That is hardcore. Wait.
Shagatha Agatha.
First of all, I have to address something. Actual Agatha. I have to address something. The reason why I look like absolute shit is because I just ran around the reservoir. Shout out to me.
Yeah.
Thank you. I haven't run in so long.
Which way did you go? Clockwise or counterclockwise?
There's no way to know.
Did you go up the really steep hill or down the really steep hill?
I felt like I went up two hills.
There's one hill that's insanely steep.
I went up that.
Okay, yeah.
And that was, oh, so that sorry. Was I'm sorry to go completely off track. Here is what should be illegal. This happens every now and then when I'm jogging, which I haven't done in a while. Some guy starts cheering me on.
Oh, yeah.
That's disgusting.
I know. They want to be nice.
No. It's like I'm like breathing so heavy. I feel like they're like mocking me. Like, come on, fat girl. Like, no,
listen, I've run my whole life. These are the people. They cheer you on. They like, or they like are walking Sex and the City style arm in arm with their four friends blocking the entire path. And you have to be like, hi. Or they're a hysterical comedic genius voice of the generation, and they say, run, Forrest, run. Uh-huh. I used to have visions, like, in high school when I was doing my long runs, like, there would be, like, guys in a car being, run, Forrest, run. And then I would have a vision of them, it sounds so sociopathic, crashing, like, 10 feet down the road and being kind of injured, and I would run by them and be like, you okay?
But wait.
And sometimes in the fantasy, I would help them, and then like the police
That's
would go happen.
Fantasy,
and I was like,
well,
sometimes in the fantasy, I would help them, and then I would have to like be dealing with the police, and they were like, "What happened here? These people are so mangled." And they would be hearing, and I would have to be like, "Meanwhile, I just saved their lives." And I would think, "Oh, they were really distracted because they'd been kind of like shouting, run first, run at me," and then they would be like in a full body cast, going so stupid. And then sometimes I don't help them, and I just like, hey, like, hope you're okay, and I keep running.
Well, what I did was he could call out to me, not to do a full play, but he cheered at me. This is what I did.
Woo, woo, let's go. Okay.
I shared him for a long time. I was like,
sometimes
what are you
saying?
Sometimes
people in cars just scream really loud to try to scare you. I mean, people harass
What he
runners.
Said was like, let's go, and I was like, yeah. He was like, woo, and I was like.
I get that it is annoying, but of all the different things people could do.
It just feels like when it's a man to a woman, it hits different.
Totally. Okay, now you're saying, yeah, you're saying that doctors don't believe women and I'm a doctor.
You'll never. What I'm saying is you're a doctor.
Wait,
okay,
wait.
Let's get, Carly, how are you?
I know, but wait, just to finish. Okay, whatever.
Okay, sorry.
No,
so what happened on the real date?
No, it doesn't matter.
I do want to know what happened on the real date.
No, well, it wasn't real. I got to his place. He had two dogs that were both, I won't name the dogs because it will be like, first of all, as I'm walking up, he's like, are you okay with dogs? And I am, but I was like, all right, now I'm like going to your house. You have these big dogs. And they wanted attention. It was kind of thing where like the dogs would come over kind of asking for me to pet them, so I would, and he'd be like, come on, leave him alone, like you don't get all the attention. And then I was just like, now I'm like having to be like, no, I love it,
you're on a date with a dog.
Yeah. And then it just like we did I didn't think we did have sex, and it was like, for one, no one comes when they fuck me ever. But I don't care.
Yeah. What do you mean?
No one comes when they fuck me ever. I don't care. I don't take it personally, but like no one comes when they fuck me ever.
What are you talking about?
No one comes when they fuck me ever. No one comes when they fuck me ever. No one comes when they fuck me ever.
But then do you like make them come after or
at that point I've come. So I'm like, you should have like you're fucking me if and you're he was I could tell wanting me to come. That's even more if you haven't come and you're wanting me to come, that means you're not even like you're like, there's not even a world where I'm going to come here today. You know what I mean? So it was kind of that. I could tell he was like wanting me to come. So I was like, I can come any second if that's what you want. And he was kind of like, yeah, come. So then I came. And then once I've
Where'd
come.
Where'd you come? Like on him?
He was fucking me on my back. Mom, don't listen. So
5 years later, mom, don't listen.
So, which was why, because you know what I was dealing with. So since I could tell. Yeah.
See, okay.
And so like, And
your bag at the right.
We'll save that for Patreon listeners. And I'll tell you after. And
no one comes.
Okay, for one, like the whole experience, like it was he was being so kind of dommy and rude online that I kind of was thinking that's how he was, because that's how he was being. But he was so like conversational. It felt like he was like proving to me, like I would say I was sober. He's like, I know a lot of sober people. Like I can be around sober people. Like I was like, we're not gonna get married because you've been around sober people. You know what I mean? Like he felt like he was trying to prove something in this way that I was like, where is that machismo I saw on Hinge.com?
Oh sure.
And then had sex, and then he did this. He said this great. He literally, mom, don't listen. This is so graph. My mom don't. But he literally was like. Let me just slide out of you. As he was like pulling out after.
Oh, but I'm not sure. I'm not shocked by that. What do you
mean? I don't need you to like narrate pulling your dick out of my ass. Like you can, I think you kind of do that without comment.
I feel like he's kind of giving you warning. Like I'm gonna slide out of you.
I pretty much
me doing a line reading. I'm gonna slide out of you.
Hey, can we do that one time? And it's almost like you're just almost kind of giving him a warning. Like, no, it wasn't like. It's like there's nothing much more to be done here. We've stopped. I don't need a warning. I'm kind of assuming you're gonna slide right out of me. I'm not thinking you're gonna stay in there forever.
Oh, sure, sure.
It just the way he said it was like, not. It was an ick. And then like,
did you come on yourself then?
I came on myself then. And then
nothing wrong with it. It's natural. It's totally natural.
But then the whole experience made me be like, I actually don't want a boyfriend. Sex is so stupid because if you haven't had sex in like 10 days, you'll be like, I have to have sex. This is the most important thing in the world. Like it becomes all you think about. And then like you do it and you're like, this is so stupid. Like I'm in this person's apartment. Like get me. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm like, I'm never doing this again. Like this was so stupid. It was so, anyways, how are you?
I agree.
Tell us everything. What's going on?
I have to be more specific.
Okay,
what
well,
is going on?
Well, are you?
I've never been on a podcast before.
You've never this been on a podcast.
This is no. Major.
Well, we have, to, yes.
we have a really simple artist. Question.
Yeah. Thank you.
What?
I said you're a brilliant artist.
Oh, we're so obsessed with you. You've been helping us for a year. I mean, I was thinking, actually, I was getting emotional because when you tagged that thing of you learning to draw the fonts, I was like, I remember being here in 2018. When you drew me for the first time, and I was like, oh my God, I love that girl's stuff. She drew me.
I was just asking how, because Carly's one of those people that I'm like, huge part of my life. But I'm like, how did she come into my life?
I feel like it started on Instagram and then became real.
That's a common story. In
like a
generation.
Lot of my actual friendships for real now. But I remember you drew me, and I was like, I'd already followed you and was so obsessed with your work. And then I was so flattered.
So nice.
And it was the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Yes. Yes.
And collaborative. Look at this.
Aww. I love this picture of you guys. It's so good.
Shout out to Dev Bowman, who did those photos. Now, well, we can just start simply with the one question we ask everyone on the pod. Who were you? Who are you? And who do you want to be?
Okay. And I know it's been a while, but you guys, the podcast is still about boys.
It's about whatever.
Look what I just did here today.
Yeah. Who was I?
Yeah, like,
where did you grow up?
Where are you from? Okay. What were you like in high school? Like, start, give us the basics.
Yes. Also, I listened to this podcast.
I know.
Who was I?
You know?
But so I'm from Florida.
Okay.
I grew up in Florida, and then I moved to New York after college in, like, 2012 or something, you know. Lived in New York and then Portland, and then now I'm here.
Wow. Well, Carly, I was there yesterday.
Was it? No. You know what's funny? I saw your stories about how you said Portland is
bit depressing.
That was close friends.
How long did you live there?
Yeah, it is. Like, maybe less than 2 years.
I was there for, like, 20 hours. a year and a half ago.
Yeah. It was one of the most depressing places I've ever been in my life.
Well, yeah. You know, a lot of the pro runners that I follow and root for celebrate are based in Portland. Mm-hmm. But famously, there was a big move to of one of my favorite groups. The coach took a coaching job at Oregon, and he was like, everyone has to move to Eugene. Everyone quit and moved away.
So it's even worse. Eugene is, I think, worse than Portland. Is it? No offense,
that's why I was like, Portland must be amazing. These people are all uprooting, like people are all quitting their coach over not living in Portland.
Yeah. It was pitch black and raining for 3 days.
Yeah.
And I was alone. And I didn't even have the energy to be like, can someone intro me to a friend? Like, sometimes in a beautiful city, I'll be like, I'll meet someone random and have fun. Mm-hmm. This was like, I'm going to be in a cave for 3 days.
And I legally at this point do have to disclose that a person from the TV show Portlandia was rude to me in Park City in 2019. A person from the TV show Portlandia was rude to me in Park City, Utah in 2019.
We remember. Mm-hmm. So you lived in Portland. You had like, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Yeah. Well, I was a cake decorator, actually.
Oh my God.
Is it cake? Answer the question.
I don't know what that is.
New segment. Is it cake?
I have to say, do you ever watch a show, Amazing Race?
No.
Okay. Well, we were in the Pike's Place, like, market when we were in Seattle.
Yeah.
And there's just all these things all set about. And I was having this urge to, like, cut into them and see if they were cake. I don't know why. I can't explain it. But I did have this, like, amazing idea for an Amazing Race challenge, if any producers are listening, where they're in a place like a market like that. It could be in any country. I'm sure they're all over the world. And contestants are given knives, and like contestants must find which of these piles of goods is actually cake when they slice into and they have to walk around kind of pressing like knives and things.
That's really good.
And like, when they cut through the cake, the retailer will hand them their next clue.
Are they always British on that?
The guy is this thing where it's like, is he British? Mm-hmm. It's a person called Phil that...
Say no more.
It's impossible to know.
Is like, it cake? Is it British?
Is it British? Is it British?
He talks like that, but it is... I think he might be like Australian or something.
How'd you get into cake
like
decorating?
Lindsay Lohan. You know, she has like an accent.
Oh, yeah.
I worked in, do you guys know about Publix?
No. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The grocery store.
It's like an East Coast grocery store. Mm-hmm. And I got a job there. I actually worked at a strip club.
Really?
In Orlando.
It's like Southeast Coast, right? Publix.
Like, is that where you learned to draw the female form so well?
Yes.
What did you do?
I've never drawn a day in my life
before.
You're
an expert drawing the female form.
Thank you.
Quick aside, your drawings make my boyfriend so horny.
Oh my God.
The one you drew of me with like sick. Naked with a microphone, he literally he's like, I'm going to jerk off to that.
Oh my God.
My boyfriend jerks off to your drawing.
Wait, that drawing is very funny to jerk off to because it was like so undetailed.
He doesn't need much. He really doesn't need much.
It's a stick figure.
Yeah, well, I think your boobs, like, I drew them, like, circle, like, perfect circles.
Juicy. Yeah, and that's what they are.
What did you do?
My boobs are circles.
What did you do at the strip club?
I was a server because I wanted a job, but I didn't want to fill out an application.
Mm-hmm.
I was in college, and I was just like, I don't want to go through the process. Sure. So I'll go work at this strip club called Diamond Girl in Orlando.
Oh, cute.
And I at that point, I was kind of doing this Betty Page thing with my look. You know,
you experiment. I can so see that on you.
I need some visuals.
It's like if my bangs were shorter.
Yeah. Were they curled under like that?
No, it wasn't like, it wasn't so much. Okay. It was just a little bit.
And then were you doing a red lip?
No.
Were you wearing like high sailor jeans and like a little top?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because
it's so interesting that you had a Betty Page moment.
You know what it was? It was like, I gained my freshman 15 and I was like, how do I make this body work? What will look good
and
in it?
And you called upon Betty Page's aesthetic.
Should I get Betty Page with it?
Well, now there's so many fun looks to do. But back then, you could only be Betty Page or like a crust punk, like in Florida.
Yeah.
And so I did Betty Page and
do
I worked
like
at the...
Do you like steampunk?
I don't not like it, but...
I hate it.
I get it.
I think it's gross.
In my mind, steampunk is what? Clocks on hats?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's yellow. And it's like sepia.
Yeah.
Like it's like, when you think about it, everything is tinted. It's like rusty.
And so, what was it?
Did you study art in college?
Yes.
And wait, what school did you go to?
I'm sorry. I went to the University of Central Florida in Orlando. But I quit being a server at the strip club because I could not do math. Like I could not make change.
Wow.
Where like someone orders a beer and it's like $8. And they would give me $40 or something, like, and they wanted singles, and it was dark. And I was like, I can't work here anymore.
Yeah, I will say, like, you wouldn't think this to look at me or to hear me. I guess I am good at math.
Me too.
Yeah. No, you guys sound like you're good at math.
Thank you.
I'll think I'm not. I think I'm not, but then I'll be talking to someone. And
we could be servers at Diamond Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With these skills, I love the name Diamond Girl.
Yeah. It was trashy. And then my roommate at the time, her boyfriend was very adult and was the manager of Publix.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, I guess I need like a job. And I was a bagger.
Mm-hmm. No math required.
No math required.
How many bags
yeah.
would you like? I famously don't like when people think, when people,
no, sorry?
How many bags would you like? Yeah. It's the only math you have to do as a bagger. Yeah.
Well, in the old days, like no one cared about recycling and stuff. So you were like, you would pack like five things, yeah. like five yeah. bags. You know?
I know. Well, can I say something?
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't make me sound Karen herself, but like when I'm at a grocer's freezer and
the green thumbs about
and I'm taking my products to, I love to treat myself to the actual cash register and not the auto, like the self-checkout.
Yeah.
Just like life is hard enough.
Yeah.
And so when you do that and then they say like how many, they'll ring everything up and they'll say, how many bags would you like? And I'm kind of like,
yeah,
well, I guess however many it takes. Like, yeah. I don't really know. I don't want to undershoot it. Then I just had to carry everything else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you have to make the decision before you know.
It is crazy.
Yeah, I think that, I don't know what the fix is, but.
No, you steal a bag. It's fine.
Yeah, or it's, yeah.
If you need to go over, if you put two and you need three, it's okay.
Yeah. I get scared of the law.
You do?
I love the law. I get scared of it.
Well, self-checkout, I don't care. Like, because it's like 5 cents, I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, when it's the cashier, yeah. you don't have that option of stealing an extra.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, thank you.
Literally, like, okay. yeah, it's fine.
Okay, so you were a bagger.
Giving us permission.
Yeah,
permission.
Tab levity.
Yeah, I think about, I've worked at grocery stores my whole life, and they throw away, like, 7 dumpsters of food every night. Oh. That's completely fine and edible.
Really?
And that's, I don't think crazy. That equals stealing, but...
It like, what's the like, equal sign that has a squiggle and it means it kind of equals it?
Yeah, like
my
this.
Favorite. That's my favorite.
Oh my God,
my favorite thing someone ever invented is like an
oh
equal
my
sign
God,
with a squiggle.
I haven't thought
over
of that
it,
in so
and
long.
And someone's like, this means it kind of equals it. I mean, that's heaven.
Wait, I need a
and
visual.
No, this means doesn't equal
this
it.
This means it doesn't equal yeah. it. And this means
it kind of does. Yeah.
Wait, I can't picture
I
it.
So, I think that's
maybe
the coolest,
you're bad at math.
That's like, a, you know who made that? Was like a math, the first and only ever mathematician to have a messy bun was like, was like, you know, let's do an equal sign with a squiggle over it for when it kind of equals that. And they were like, you can't do that. It's math. And she's like, it kind of equals that. She has a pencil in her messy bun. She doesn't okay. care.
Yeah.
Wow. I need to get a visual of that. Can we hack the mainframe at some point? Okay, so you're working at Publix.
I'm working at Publix. And then I said, I want to work in the bakery.
Cute.
And I was really forceful about that. And then I worked in the bakery, putting labels on stuff. And then when I got in the bakery, I was like, I want to be a cake decorator.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah, I just wow. weaseled my way in.
Were you so good at it?
Yeah.
So
what was the most intricate cake you ever created from nothing?
I guess like wedding cakes. Like yeah. sometimes I would just take someone's order. You know, like at Publix, you'd have to do the classic, like the balloons mm-hmm. with or the roses, you know?
Yeah.
Totally.
But then someone would come in and they would ask me for something and ask my boss and they'd be like, if you think you can.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. Except, yeah. wait, my whole point of saying this is yeah. that I would have to go in, I would have to wake up at like 4.
That's crazy.
Go to the bakery at 6. And when oh I lived in God. Portland,
oh.
it was nonstop raining every day with the 4. And
I can't.
That on top of that was just like, yeah, Portland is not.
Yeah.
If you get
yeah.
there at 4, when are you leaving?
Like 2. Like
but then you must want to just be in
four
absolutely
to two,
in bed
that's
the whole
10
day.
Hours yeah. of cake decorating.
No, like I wake up at 4 and
oh,
then
I see,
go
I
in.
See.
Yeah. So
what
so,
was your social life like in Portland? I can't not, imagine anyone doing anything.
Yeah. I mean, because I mean, it's raining for everyone. So
it was really raining for me though.
What was I going to say?
At the show in Portland, I literally was like, why are you guys here? Like, this is a hell.
Well, people that live there wear the right clothes. They have, sure. like, it took me a long time to get, like, a pair of galoshes or a raincoat. They have it. They're prepared.
Yeah. I do a really hysterical bit whenever I'm on the road because, like, you know how they'll make you do, like, an 8 p.m. show and, like, a 10:30 p.m. show?
Yeah, I always say I can't.
For the 10:30 p.m. show, I always announce to the audience, whoever's here right now and not being paid for it is a sex freak. They love it. They lap it up. Wait, who was your first partner? High school counts.
My first partner in boyfriend or in sex?
Yeah.
Or?
No, just your first, like, I have a partner. Like, your first boyfriend.
Yeah. My first boyfriend was, should I say their name?
You don't have
only
to. I just mean, like, what's his vibe?
My first boyfriend's name was Corey, and that's actually my brother's name.
Wow. That's actually, tough. I think that's actually a common, like, mistake.
Yeah.
That can't work.
That was an error on my part.
Corey.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Corey and Carly.
Yes.
Corey and Carly. Oh, Corley.
Is it just?
Yeah.
Corley.
Yes.
Kagatha.
Corkatha.
Is it just?
is it just the two of you?
Yes. Yes.
Is it I thought you meant, is it just the two of her and her partner? I thought you meant, like, were you in a throuple in high school?
Yeah, so we're...
Yes.
What are your parents like?
We should start asking that to people when
they're how are they about sex? Remember that segment?
Oh, yeah. How are your parents about sex?
My parents are... So my mom is Jewish, and my dad is nothing. And actually, no one is anything. We're not religious. But my parents are scared. Like, they just raised me to be scared.
Yeah.
Sure.
For no reason.
That was... If you're a 90s kid, you get it.
Yes.
Can I ask how old you are, but you don't have to answer?
35.
My same exact age. When did you turn?
Because I just...
You just turned.
I just, turned.
And that's why you live in Highland Park. I turned on Halloween. I turned on Halloween into a pumpkin.
Yes, a Scorpio, which I do not care about, but I know you're a Scorpio because I listen to this podcast.
Yes, I am a Scorpio.
I'm actually caring less and less as I age.
Well, you told me about... Well, you and Kate told me about Chani.
Yeah, which I'm kind of...
But Chani keeps telling me stuff about my finances. I'm like, no, that's not what I want
to know. No, Chani's not on it for me right now, but I put respect to her.
I can't find the contact. My sponsor has astrologist who predicted the pandemic.
I've heard of this Chani.
Oh, yes.
This is different. The Chani app is, I was really into it for a while, but now it's not really hitting for me. But Pat has this person.
In his life.
That he's been trying to contact, but he can't find their email. Anyways, that's the story.
By the way, he lives in a different country.
Okay. Wait, you're contacting him for astrology purposes?
He just has given my sponsor such specific answers about the future that came true, about his personal life and about globally. And so I want him to tell me what's next for me.
Wait, I
want
to know what question you're going to ask.
I just need to lay out some facts to him and for him to tell me how to move forward.
Well, I can tell you.
I think I can help you.
Do you want to ask Carly and me?
No.
Cool. So
you can email me. I'll give you my email.
Let me ask you this. Did you predict the global pandemic, COVID-19?
I did, remember, on the podcast.
That's true.
What are your parents so scared of?
Everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's why you don't drink and do drugs?
Yes.
Wow.
You never have tried it.
When did you decide not to?
I've drank maybe like 2 times instantly and sick, scared. Oh. I don't like it. Yeah. Why what?
When did you decide to be straight edge for life?
Just since the very get-go.
Since day dull.
You're like, I'm going to be straight edge for life.
Yeah.
What was the drink that you tried?
I had a Mike's Hard Lemonade on my 21st birthday.
Yes, girl.
And then Mike's I had like a screwdriver, I think, once at a bar in Orlando.
Wow.
But it doesn't do anything to me. I'm fine.
You're good.
You always used to make fun of my cousin because one time we were all on our way to a party one summer. Like me, my brother, my cousin, and some of our friends. And she was like, at the time, kind of a party girl. And she was like, my first move when I get to a party is to make a screwdriver.
I thought that was like a sexy drink.
So we always said that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pat, I have to tell you this.
Please tell me and don't stop talking until you're finished telling me.
First of all, I got my nails done. Oh, wait.
Oh, my God. What's going on?
I got an alert. Okay. Hi, Pat. Can I tell you something?
Please tell me immediately. Do not stop talking until you have told me the thing.
You know I've been traveling like an absolute dog. Bark, bark, bark. I've been traveling, traveling, traveling. And so when I get home, let me say this.
Okay.
What do I want in my fridge? I'm going to want food in my fridge. And I'm not going to want ingredients. I'm going to want a meal in my fridge that is healthful, wealthful, and wise.
Totally. And, you know, I'm not traveling very much. I'm trying to stay in one place to return to myself finally. And so, but even still, I want fruit in my fridge, even still. And so that's what's so interesting about wanting fruit in your fridge.
Do you know 99.9% of people actively want food in their fridge?
Totally. I heard that stat on Elite Daily, the podcast. And I just want to say that when I do want food on my fridge, my favorite food to have in it after meals that I eat every day.
Well, it's so funny you say that because I was just thinking eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals.
Totally. And you know I'm in a bulk right now. You know I'm 8 weeks into a 16-week bulk right now.
Whatever that means, I'm so happy for you.
And so I used to have one Factor a day, but now I'm going ahead and I'm doing Factor for lunch and dinner.
Well, what's so cool is that every fresh, never frozen meal is going to go ahead and be chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to go in 2 minutes. We are busy people. 2 minutes. Microwave. Press the 2. Remember when you used to have to type in like 200, but now it's like, just press the 2. It goes for 2 minutes.
Totally. Exactly. And by the way, you feel like you're cooking while you're doing it, by the way.
Guess what? You are cooking, by the way.
You're making food hot, and in so doing, you are cooking. And you, what Factor allows you to do is actually fuel up fast with restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are ready. Pancakes, smoothies, and more. You can discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more.
It's so funny because I'm always like, what food do I want? Pancakes and smoothies.
Totally. Totally.
And what I love, no, literally, and what I love is that there's no prep. There's no mess because there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. It's flexible for your schedule. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing what meals you want every week. And no matter what your food journey is, because I know we're all on different food journeys, they have different options, including protein plus, keto, calorie smart, whatever you're doing, we support.
Totally. Right. I'm literally right now on the Factor app. I'm literally separate from this, I guess you would call it ad, on the Factor app because I'm choosing my meals for not next week but the following week, which is my funnest part of my week when I get to decide my meals for not next week but the following week. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and add Jamaican style chicken thighs right now to my box.
Wow, they have an app. That's awesome, actually.
They have an app. The app says everything that they have, and then you choose however many meals you want. You choose what they are. And if there's one that I absolutely go off for, I go ahead and get two of those in the week because I'm going to want a second one of it.
Right.
And then even on the app, it says all the nutrition facts on each meal. So you can kind of strategize around what you want.
So I love that Factor has an app. And you are so, so, so lucky because if you're liking what we're saying, which I hope to God you are because we love you, Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast premium options. So thanks to us, and this is actually such a treat, you can sign up and save. We have done the math. Our team has done the math.
Yeah, we have a team of mathematicians.
You're looking at two mathematicians who've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout. Amen. And every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious.
There's no prep. There's no mess. It's so easy. And it's very flexible for your schedule since, you know, we're both, you know, even us multi-hyphenates are able to use Factor to our advantage with our schedules.
I'm feeling like such a multi-hyphenate lately.
Oh, 1000%. I've never been more multi-hyphenate in my life.
So if you want to fuel up like a multi-hyphenate, head to factormeals.com/seektreatment50 and use code SEEKTREATMENT50 to get 50% off. That's code SEEKTREATMENT50 at factormeals.com/SEEKTREATMENT50 to get 50% off.
Fuel like a multi-hyphenate.
Vroom, vroom.
You know what like 20-somethings are saying on reality shows a lot lately?
No.
You'll know this from Love Island, but I've seen it on others. I don't like the way she moves. Or like,
I don't
like the way she... They're always talking about how each other
moves. They're making mad moves.
You move like that?
Do you watch Love Island?
Yeah, but I haven't since like Molly May and Tommy.
Oh, people always talk about that season. And their baby Bambi.
I love them.
They have a baby named Bambi.
Yeah. People always talk about the Molly May season. Yeah. Someone was talking to me about it the other day.
They're just very genuine.
Interesting.
Wow. So how do you unwind?
And why didn't it work out between you and Corey?
How do you unwind without the amazing tool of alcohol?
I miss my ex, Corey, if you're out there. I want you back.
Why'd you break up?
Because he was a year older than me and went to college. Classic. Yeah. We're going to do date forever.
Did you give him the gift of your virginity?
Yeah.
Love.
Wow.
Yeah.
In high school, you chose to do that?
Did he slide it out?
Right after high school. Right after high school, yeah.
Did you feel the need for him to warn you when he was kind of...
Yeah, we did missionary anal.
It wasn't just saying slide out. It was like more of like...
Missionary anal in high school.
Missionary anal.
Yeah.
I love missionary anal.
My first time was missionary anal.
I guess girls probably never do missionary anal.
I have.
You've done missionary anal?
Yeah.
Don't love it, but I tried it though.
Interesting.
Hurts.
Yeah.
Hurts me.
Didn't hurt me. He also was like, yeah, I'm just having different memories of things he said. He was
it's so weird. Well, it's so intense when you have sex, and then like the next few days, you're just like getting flashes of it, and you're like,
well, yeah. He was, yeah, mm-hmm. He was like, I needed like a second. I just needed a second when we were just getting started. And he was like, well, I'm not exactly small. I was like, okay.
That's your job to say that.
I know. And I quit. And I got the day off. PTO.
Time card punched.
That's really weird to say that.
I know.
Yeah. You can see it.
Yeah, you're the one who just
when you date, you notice like everyone's so lonely and they're so like, you can go on 5 dates and never say a sentence and only ask a question because people will just talk for like 40 minutes. Like I would say in both my dates yesterday, I was asked about myself not once, which is fine. But it was like, I was like, he kept saying we. So I was like, who do you hang out with? Literally 45 minute explanation of his friend group that was like, didn't make any sense. And I was like, that's I don't crazy. Care. And he kept saying he wasn't into the drama. So he cut this one person out.
Generally?
Like, of his friend group.
Okay.
And then I was like, well, what's the drama? And then, like, it did seem like he was pretty central to the drama. So I was like...
Yeah. No one ever says that doesn't want to, like, tell a story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I wasn't sure, like, afterwards, because it had been supposed to be real date. Like, if I was just... I was like, I'm definitely leaving now, like, after having cummed. But I was like, I couldn't tell if that would be trashy. So, like... Mm-hmm. Then I ended up like putting my shoes and stuff on and like sitting in my jacket in his chair.
And, sounds like, horrible.
To avoid not being trashy.
To avoid not being trashy. And then
you're like, I'm waiting for my mom to come pick me up.
Exactly, with your shoes and socks.
You're like, I barfed at school.
It's very like you're leaving a family party. Like, Regan's got your shoes on. We're leaving in 5 minutes. Regan's got your shoes on.
I should pick you up the next time you have sex. Say, hey, Hong Kong, Connie, come on.
But like, then we got in this long conversation about like what cars he drives. He's on his 19th car.
That's too many.
And he kept saying Jaguar, like Jaguar.
Was he older?
He was 40. On the doll.
On the doll.
Yeah.
Carly.
19 cars?
Yeah, 19 cars. Here's the other thing. He was married. He had been married.
Woman?
To a man.
Sure.
Then he had an ex who was 3.
They're doing that now.
But then, like, also, once he said I was sober, he was like, yeah, my ex, like, he was 32. He was like, my ex was really into the party scene. I hate it. I hate the party scene. I was like, all right, I don't care what your relationship is to the quote-unquote party scene. And then he was like, I was like, you're 32. When are you going to grow up?
This is brutal.
I know. And then I had sex with this person.
That's okay.
Yeah, whatever.
That's two separate things.
Yeah, exactly. It's night and day.
Yeah.
That's night and day. So you, from after Portland, you go, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. And you go to LA?
Yeah.
Because now you're such a California girl to me.
Really?
Do you love it here?
It's okay.
Oh, really?
How long have you been here?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I've been here for maybe like 7 years or something.
Oh, wow. Oh, I thought
like
you
that.
Were like in New York when I was.
No, I wish.
You never were.
What's your relationship to this place?
Well, I moved here. I actually met a partner that I had in New York.
Oh.
I moved to New York and said, like, I'm going to start my whole life.
Yeah.
But I'm scared.
We make plans and God laughs his ass off, by the way.
I know. He was laughing. He was laughing at me by introducing me to someone. Just like a regular guy. And
this is when you first moved to New York?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And then... We dated for 8 years.
Oh my God.
On this podcast, that is so long.
Yeah. On this podcast, it's very long, too.
8 years. What are we talking, like 24 to 32?
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking?
And why do you
know I don't know that? Stop.
You know I don't know that. 40 minus an $8 beer. Wait, why did you break up?
We broke up. Gosh, it wasn't one thing. It was just, it wasn't working so long. We kind of... it's hard for me to even put a finger on it, like why we were dating and why we didn't break up. Like it wasn't either one or the other. I, not to be like a bummer, but I do have some health problems. Mm-hmm. And so I think that I was complacent in a way because I was just like, what am I going to go through a breakup? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I was like, my life kind of sucks. And so everything actually sucks. Like, what am I going to, you know, I'm like, I'm going to date.
Yeah.
And so we were together we moved to Portland. I was like, I have to get out of New York. It's like very aggressive city to live in if you don't feel good. And so we moved to Portland, which was like low key. And then I was starting to feel a little better. And I was like, okay, I can move back to a city.
Wait, so the two of you just chose Portland just because you wanted to leave New York? There wasn't like...
Yeah, it was kind of like a city.
Yeah.
With...
It was a time when people were doing that.
Yeah. And he had friends there. And it was like a city without being like bustling. But so sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
There was a chapter where like my mom, one of my mom's friends moved to Nashville. And then she said the sentence... 45 times a day, everyone's moving to Nashville. It's up and coming.
She's trying to make that happen.
Wait, she also said the craziest thing to your girl, Grace, when I was home for Christmas.
Love my girl.
My sister, Grace, still lives there. And God knows what they talk about. But, like, my mom, Grace was, like, on the couch on her phone. And my mom was, like, walking out with a laundry basket, classic. And she just was, like, not even, like, looking at anyone. She's like, oh, Grace, they found that boy's remains.
No.
Wait, I'm imagining Toni Collette in The Sixth Sense.
Yeah,
you know, she has the laundry basket.
They found that boy's remains.
Wow.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful
tableau. As though that's what Grace was Googling. And she was like, you don't have to look at your phone. They found the boy's remains.
It was very matter of fact.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Sad.
Grace like didn't hear her, I don't think. And she just sad. Like resumed what she was doing.
So you're in Portland and then you think Hollywood called your name.
Yeah, let's just move to LA. Where else are we gonna move?
Yeah.
So you come here together.
How long after moving here together did you break up?
Like we were together through the pandemic and
which
added, I do have to say it. There was a time, I don't know if he's listening to this, but he's definitely not listening. I don't even know why I said that.
Okay, maybe he's a huge fan of mine.
He, I wouldn't be surprised. He loves a white girl with brown hair.
Oh, let's fucking go, bitch.
She's creative.
I can't believe how long that you were partner this whole time. I didn't know.
Yeah, because it wasn't, I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's just like, I don't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
You know, like, It's like, I don't know.
Well, it is so scary to end something that you have been so comfortable
with.
Yeah,
it was like too long. And then I was kind of thinking about ending things. And then it was COVID. And then it's like, where am I going to go? Like, whatever. And it was like fine enough. But yeah, we really didn't get along in a lot of ways. And then one day I was just like, we have to break up. And it was just like that.
Yeah.
Just nothing.
And just like that.
Yeah.
That's about.
Yeah. I've never seen that.
It's when something's in just like that.
Okay, yeah, it was and just like that. And then he went to work and I like moved all my stuff out and just totally like did not, we don't speak. It's just, and it's fine. Yeah. But it's fine.
You don't speak.
We don't speak. No, we don't speak.
Now that we don't talk.
I mean, we talked for eight, there's nothing left to say. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, like this breakup was just,
my stomach is going crazy. I'm so sorry.
I can't hear it.
You can't hear that?
No.
You heard that, right?
I did.
Okay, sorry.
Mine's always doing that.
You know what I meant to tell you? I took God's medicine today.
What's that again?
Oikos.
Oh, yeah. At this point, I've had three oikoses.
I was filled with God's love today.
Why is that God's medicine?
Because it's really so good.
We need to be sponsored by them.
So you're single, were you feeling young, wild, and free, or were you scared?
After my 8 years.
Sometimes we get drunk.
Well, I made a big mistake.
What?
Which ended up being like the best thing I ever did.
Oh, go on.
Not to be dramatic, but yeah, I started dating someone about 1 week later.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because in my 8 year relationship, like I was single in it. We weren't engaging you know, and so that was like the last time I flirted. We had sex. I don't even remember the last time we had sex. So,
right. Oh
so
my
then,
God.
Yeah, I met this person who we started dating kind of instantly. And I realized that we were both being kind of weird in our own ways with that.
What do you
obviously.
Mean?
Like I was doing it out of, oh, now I don't have to go through a breakup and be single.
Yeah.
I can be girlfriend still, which I was like, basically, I'm good at being girlfriend.
Yeah, I think I'm bad at being boyfriend.
Well, I think it's good to, now that I've been single for a year, I learned not to skip ahead, but I don't want to identify as being good at being girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because my version of girlfriend is being like, you know, just a very small part of myself. So,
yeah. What was I going to say? Wait, so how long did you date that person?
1 year.
And were people always being like, it's a rebound?
Yes.
And
was it fun? Or are you like...
Yes. Okay. It was fun. You met him when I went to your party.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
So that was a year. Okay.
It was fun because it was the opposite of my relationship.
Yeah.
And when I left my 8-year relationship, I didn't think to change my life at all. Like, I was just like, huh, that was kind of nothing. Huh. And then I just carried on. And I met this guy and he had like a million friends and was always doing something and was like instantly obsessed with me, yeah. which my message to the people, if someone's obsessed with you, it's bad.
Was it love bomb? Was it love bomb?
It was love bomb, yeah.
And then did it like all of a sudden turn off?
It didn't all of a sudden turn off, but it was, they were just very jealous.
Yeah,
of me and they
like with other guys or like
yes, everyone. Yeah. Everyone I met, we'd go home and they would be like, "Well, do you want to fuck that person or do they want to fuck you?"
Oh.
Yeah. And you know, I felt as though it was a lot of attention, mm-hmm. even if it was negative, that I wasn't getting from my past relationship. And I was like, "Wow, this person wants to stay up until 3 and fight with me."
Yeah,
he was really so like me. Yeah. Wow.
Do you talk to that person anymore?
No.
Wow.
But that person, when I broke up with that person, that was like just this push off of a cliff. And it was like the best thing that ever.
Oh.
Yeah. This year has been like the best year of my life.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Not in a way where I just had fun. It was just in this way where I was like, finally, like, okay, like broken open. I'm ready to to look at myself and yes. what's going on. And it was like horrible. But in that it was, I was like, finally, like I was like motivated to do something.
I think when you're our age of 35, you look inward.
Yeah, yeah.
She staunchly agrees.
And during like, how did your creativity mirror like these phases of your life? And
well, I guess this. So when I broke up with the 1 year,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't draw at all. I was like devastated.
Oh.
And then I started making comics, which I hadn't made in a very long time, like since I was in college, because with comics, you have to really be like feeling something. And I was very numb and kind of like passive for a really long time.
How long?
For like eight years. And I started making comics and I started getting, I felt, you know, like obviously you feel lonely, but then I was making comics and, you know, a lot of people like responded to them and
so
it was
cool.
So fun. And I got to be, the thing about a breakup is that you get to be weird for a certain amount of time.
How long do you get to be?
I have been weird until about a couple months ago.
Yes.
But in the beginning, you can, you know, you can call your friend at 3
yeah.
or go sit somewhere that's weird, you know what I mean? It's like whenever someone is going through a breakup now, I always get so excited for them because I'm like, this is it, like this is when you get to be weird and nobody can say anything.
Yes.
And you can like try stuff, and I know for a while you feel stuck, but after that you can get, you know, you can find things, like it's freaky. Breakups are so freaky. I love them.
And now look how alive you are.
Yes. And I started making comics, and then there was a day where I tried to make another one and I was like, fuck, I'm not sad enough to make this anymore. And I was really trying, and it was insincere because I just wasn't feeling like emo enough to make it. And then I just started thinking like the art that I've always wanted to make revolves around women. And I started using
gay guys.
Ugh, just kidding. No, I love gay guys. I love all gay people. I'm bad at drawing men. I don't
gay
really...
guys are the women of men.
Shut the fuck up.
I have heard you guys say that before.
Do you think that?
I have heard you guys say that before on this podcast.
Wait, sorry. So how long has it been from the end of the 1 year to the current date?
Like a year.
Okay, cool.
You were saying you've always wanted to create women.
Yes.
Yeah, and use myself in my art and my being with someone that was very jealous and never wanted me to post any pictures or wear certain things in certain places. I know.
That's interesting.
I realized that that this would only bother someone if it was like powerful. Like I was like, you have an amazing point. I should do this.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. And so I just went after the comics, I had a little like, what am I doing? And now I'm just kind of going like full force into the kind of art I want to make and just being like,
that's
just
who you are
being,
now.
Yeah. Having my sexuality be open, and because I have been disparaged for it by every man in my life since I was born.
Oh my God.
So now I'm kind of, like, but haven't you?
Not me.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't disparaged you.
Not yet. You know what I mean. Maybe disparage is a harsh word, but.
No, I'm just curious. I totally know what you mean in a sense. I'm just like, yeah.
I mean, you've been told to like kind of put it away and like
Yeah, I think on my end, I felt like desexualized. And I'm like, wait, no, like just because I'm like not traditionally whatever, perfect body, blah, blah, like I'm sexual too.
Okay.
Almost like reverse. But that's also in my head. So yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the reverse is just as controlling. It's just, it has the same effect.
Totally.
Yeah.
But you felt like all the men in your life were like, you can't be
Carly. You can't be Kagatha.
You can't be Kagatha.
Yeah. And it's not just like I was trying to, and then they were holding me back. Like it's all men's fault, but you know, it's like a little give and take. And yeah. And so now I just, being single is this time where I have a thought and there's no one else to check in with, and it's just my thought, and it can just come or go or stay or whatever, and I don't have to hear someone else's opinion about it.
Are you dating?
Yeah, I've been dating this whole year, but without the intention of getting into a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It is really fun.
How do you find dates?
Just around. I've never been on a dating app before.
That's so smart.
Yeah.
Do you like dating?
Well, you know, this year I've decided that my life is just an experiment, and I've been, I call it my Jim Carrey yes man year. And
I want to have sex with him. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. I don't. Is that okay?
I really want to have sex with him. Sorry.
I don't want to have sex with him.
Thank you.
Don't you feel like you could?
Oh. I don't know if I could. Maybe. Okay. So your Jim Carrey yes man year.
Yeah. And so I'm dating without, everything I'm doing is like an experimentation.
Yeah.
Which, not to say that I haven't had real connections with people, but I am dating, I'm meeting all different kinds of people, having different interactions with them to see what I can see in myself.
Yeah.
And what I need to work on. And so I would say that I like dating the way I'm dating now, but I know it's not gonna last. And I'm going to eventually meet someone that I might really like and get hurt. And but for at least this year, I decided to like give my body up to science.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, give my body to science. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And so what's your dream? Who do you want to be?
Who do I want to be is just, oh, gosh, I want to be calm.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. It's very hard to be
calm.
And thank you. I've been working on it. I haven't. It's not that I'm angry. It's just, it's more calm in the sense of reactive, like not just being less reactive to everything, even yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you Buddhist? But you listen to when things fall apart.
Yeah.
Let's
we
get
all
into
love
it.
Pema.
Let's get into it.
Well, she's very Buddhist, but now she's not. Did you hear she left Buddhism? She didn't like,
really?
She
didn't what
like
do you mean?
She was a Buddhist
after
nun.
After all that?
Yeah. She was a Buddhist nun. She didn't like the way they were doing
she
things.
She was also a nun, a Christian Catholic nun.
Oh, really? Yeah. I think she's a Buddhist nun.
We're talking about, for those listening and even watching, I know I look crazy.
This is being filmed.
Oh, wait, yeah. I was like, wait, didn't we talk about that? We're talking about the book Things Fall Apart. When Things Fall Apart.
By Pema Chodron.
Things Fall Apart is Chinua Achebe.
Sorry, different book. When Things Fall Apart.
Now,
she was a Christian
nun. She was married and then became Buddhist.
Yes.
So when is she being a nun, Christian?
I'm not sure, but she was like, you know, Christian. Her name was like Deirdre something. And then she became Buddhist.
Sure.
But she was married 3 times. Yeah.
Oh really?
So she knows.
Yeah. Well, she famously got cheated on.
Oh.
And that was like what launched her into.
Oh yeah. That's what she says in the book.
She threw a cup at the person.
Yeah.
In northern New Mexico. In northern New Mexico, Pema Chodron was cheated on and threw a cup at the person.
You should do her audiobook. I would love Pema
you
in your
reading
voice.
When Things Fall Apart.
Yeah.
But she talks a lot about being less reactive or like refraining from just refraining in general.
That's
refraining,
what my boyfriend wants me to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of confusing because, not to be so as a woman, but you kind of feel like you're getting taken advantage of if you don't speak up for yourself. Or if you're in a relationship and you get in a fight, you're like, I'm not going to let this lie. Like, I have to, you're like, you know, you're gaslighting me right now. But it really is about like just waiting.
Yes.
Just waiting a second.
Oh,
and you can say what you want to say.
I'm like the most reactive person on planet Earth. I'm like, what are you talking about?
But she talks about like, she talks about how like, she has one thing that was so interesting to me when she's talking about refraining, where she's like, saying how, she's like, I won't waste the gift of speech expressing my neuroses. And it's like you can just wait a second and then communicate what you actually want to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Without just spinning off. And she says spinning off is not good or bad. It's just something we do, but we can observe it. Yeah. You spin off in when things are good or when things are bad.
Yeah. She calls it biting the hook.
Yes.
When you know, you get hooked. Like someone has their fish hook and you bite it instead of knowing better.
Loss or gain, fame or disgrace.
And by the way, I also have listened to this book, but I'm not kind of remembering any of this.
Yeah, I've listened to it a million times.
I play like while I'm doing other things, so it doesn't always go in.
It helps me so much, but it only helps me while I'm actually listening to it. And that's why I've listened to it 6 times.
Yeah. I've listened to it a lot of times. Yeah. And her voice, actually, the woman that reads it, the second I put it on, I go into a trance now.
Really?
Yeah. That woman annoys me who reads it.
Oh, you need to listen again.
She's like, it's loneliness. Cool. You're the problem. Calm, loneliness. It's for kids how she is. The woman who reads it.
Those are nice. First of all, I'm seeing 2 pairs of nice shoes.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk about these during my Crush of the Week segment.
Yeah.
I haven't seen those.
I got these from the thrift store.
I love them. And then these were a gift from our new friend.
Yes, but I'm gonna talk about her during Crush of the Week.
Sure. Okay. And then in terms of your art, what have you been working on and what do you want to do next?
I've been working on more design stuff where I incorporate myself in it.
Cool.
And because I started making fonts.
You made me a beautiful calendar.
Yeah.
And you did, for those that don't know, you did the title cards for my special.
Yes. Did I tell you that I met this guy that was from Texas.
Uh-huh.
And he called me one day. We had sex. He called me one day and he was like, do you know Catherine Cohen?
Oh, my God.
Because you would love her special.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to go. Can you imagine having sex with someone like one time going, I worked on that with Netflix.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
What was I going to say?
Those like made the whole thing. Before we brought you on board, the things they showed me, I was like, I will not let this go out into the world.
Yeah.
And then you came to the rescue. God.
Well, you have an aesthetic. You can't just type.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It makes a world of difference.
Yes. I mean, you look at everything that has bad font, you know it right away. Even if you're not artistically inclined, it can be very off-putting. Yeah,
because I don't have that skill set, but I'm like, I'll know something's like a little off and I don't know how to make it better. And then you bring someone like you in, and you're like, well, this is what's happening. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who is the guy? Oh, from Texas. it's just funny because I'm from Texas.
That's what I mean. I was like, he kind of...
Sure, he understood. Yeah. What were you saying?
I met someone who knows you and your brother.
Who?
I'm not going to remember his name, but he goes...
Where'd you meet them?
I can't say.
Oh. Say no more. Okay, cool. Well, that's cool. Okay, we're going to... I love it. How did the font journey begin?
I guess I got more into design, like full design, because I always drew people with just nothing, and I don't really like working in like backgrounds and atmospheres and stuff. And I was like, I want to make like a book cover because I collect books. I want to make a book cover, but I need to make the words.
Yes.
And I always thought that this is what I wrote on my stories what you're referring to is that I thought that you needed a certain computer program or something. And then I was just like, I can just draw them.
Yeah.
And then I drew them and then it was like, duh, you know?
It's heaven.
So yeah. And then I started working with words and then more and more design. And now I work on things with photographs of myself and design and just using a bunch of different elements. Yeah.
What kind of stuff would you draw when you were little?
Girls.
Yeah, always.
Fashion.
Yeah. Me, too. I'd always draw clothes.
Always clothes.
I would draw eyes.
Always draw eyes.
I still draw eyes.
Eyes are really fun to draw.
Why do I always draw them?
I always drew eyes. And I would teach, like, in class, if someone was like, ooh, you're good at art, and I would teach them how to draw an eye.
That's so good.
And people say to me now, they go, I know how to draw an eye because of you. People from high school and middle school.
You know, my two exes ago was discovered as an artist because, like, an elementary school teacher said, he's already doing almond-shaped eyes. Many don't do that till they're older.
Many don't do almond till they're older. What's your favorite thing to draw with?
Like a pen.
What kind?
Like a Bic.
A Bic?
Yeah.
Not a Bic.
Not a Bic. A Bagatha.
Yeah.
A Bic rollerball?
You might have to shout out.
Carly, that's
like,
so like you're one of us.
I know. Listen, it's because you can shade with it.
Yeah.
Can you, love?
Do you know who I have to shout out who's doing amazing stuff with non-bleed? That traditionally they existed in the bleed space,
uh-huh.
is Sharpie is doing incredible non-bleed products. that you can journal with and they won't bleed.
Oh, at first I thought you were saying non-bleed, like it was some like crazy.
No, like non-bleed, collective. Like they won't bleed through the page, but you think
oh, with non-bleed.
Yeah.
They're doing incredible stuff in Sydney. Non-bleed is up and
keeping
coming.
keeping people from bleeding. No, like you think of Sharpie, you think that's going to bleed. I could never use this practically. Maybe if I need to make a flashcard in my 30s, I'll grab a Sharpie. But I have to say, Sharpie's putting out some non-bleed products that are so fun.
Because you're a bullet journal person, right?
I haven't been in a bit.
Seen his journals?
No. I know. I just met this man.
I know.
This motherfucker. His journals are crazy amazing.
Well, Pat's an artist.
No. Yeah, he really is an artist.
I just like to doodle, but I like...
you really are an artist.
I haven't been bullet journaling since... the last time I bullet journaled was when I came here for my job in last March.
Okay.
It smells like how it smelled here when I was here last winter.
Smell is so intense.
Yeah.
I smelled a hand soap in Portland that took me to a place ready to go.
What was it?
It was in my hotel. It was at the Hoxton. Was
it Aesop?
No. It was so intense, the smell, because I stayed at a Hoxton like right before the pandemic in this place, and it was like just a whole, it just took me back.
Oh, you had a memory.
I unlocked a memory. It's just, life is intense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You think when someone's obsessed with you, it's bad?
Yeah.
Me needing to like foot five you. I'm like, you think that?
Because it's
but people
like,
are always obsessed.
Because it's not real.
Well, it's fleeting.
Yeah.
Mm. It's
They can be obsessed with you, but then they have to then be able to either like come down from the obsession in a reasonable manner, yeah. Like communicate that like, oh, this isn't quite what I thought. This is where I stand now. Or they have to then be able to do the work to be like, well, then let's build something. You can't just be like, oh, I'm not obsessed with you anymore. And so I will now just be crazy to you.
Yeah, it's funny because when I started dating Brian, I was like, this isn't going fast. I'm used to very fast. This isn't going fast enough. And now I'm like, oh, because he's like a reasonable person who's non-reactive. Yeah. And was like, he was like, I was being careful. Like, I didn't know what you were going through, like, blah, blah. And now what?
I'm laughing at a story in my head that like when someone once was obsessed with me and then was not obsessed with me and I tried to talk to them about it, I was talking to my sponsor and he was like, well, when I married they're not married, but he's like, he's been with the same guy for like 20 years. And he was like, when I was with him, when we first were together, I was so obsessed. And I was freaking out because I was like, why are you not this obsessed with me? And I came to him, I was like, I'm so obsessed with you. Why are you freaking out? And he was like, calm down. Like, I am obsessed with you, but just not like this.
Yeah.
And then, I was like, okay. And then my sponsor was like, but it's important to notice that this person is not telling you that. Oh, and he always tells that story. He's like, and remember, that's not what's happening to you.
That's so funny. Oh my God. Interesting. Okay. So do you guys have crushes of the week?
Yeah, I do. I can go
first. Yeah. Yeah. Funny stuff.
Yeah, my crush of the week is Julia Haymock, former Stanford Cardinal, 404 Olympic trials runner as a junior in college.
How old is she?
She's probably 24 now.
Okay. There's a 16-year-old girl backstage with us.
She now is a professional running for Brooks Beast, and she's a team that's famously based in Seattle. She brought three of the realest girls ever to our Seattle shows, and I just like had the funnest time growing out with them. And then she, quote unquote, swung by Brooks to get me these Brooks Ghost Maxes.
I would like some of those.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Oh, she did tell me if you ever want Brooks products.
I know, she's so sweet.
And she said tell Kat too.
It's so nice.
And she's opening up her season this Saturday at the UW preview. I will be watching on my laptop. And her and her friends.
They want to sit on the couch.
And I was getting all the tea from them. Not just her, but all of them.
Well, we find out.
Yeah, we find out answers.
We found out some things we've been wanting to know.
Yeah.
They were so great. They're the best vibe. And then I was laughing because they wanted to sit on the couch for that photo.
Yeah,
so then I don't know why that was funny.
They wanted to take a couch. They wanted to take a picture with us. And so they were like, I think Julia was like, let's sit on the couch. And I was standing with Catherine. And so they were sitting and Catherine wasn't.
I was standing. I had like seven bags. And I was like, I don't want to sit on the couch.
Catherine was like, let's squat or something. But I didn't hear her say. I thought that she just didn't hear them. So I was like, they want to sit on the couch.
So they're like, okay, the girls want to sit on the fucking couch. So we sat on the couch. Love those girls. My crush of the week is the Silver Lake Reservoir.
Wow.
Because I haven't run in so long and it really is nature's medicine.
It's tied with Oikos for being medicinal.
Well, that's God's goo. God's cum. Oikos is God's cum.
And when God fucks me, Oikos.
I had God's cum and then I took God's medicine because.
Wait, what's God's cum?
God's cum is Oikos yogurt.
Zero yogurt.
You just said that was God's gift.
No, that's God's medicine. No, she said that Oiko 000, she said earlier, was God's medicine, and then running is nature's medicine.
Yeah, it's hard to keep track of what I'm meaning. And also, I changed my mind about everything. But I haven't run since my surgery, and I was really scared.
Wow, how'd it go?
I'm just, like, so out of shape. Yeah. But I was like, just get to 2 miles, doesn't matter how long it takes to do it. So
yeah,
I just
that's
did
how
it.
You have to be.
I did it in, like, 23 minutes.
Nice.
And
it's deceptively hilly, the reservoir.
It was hilly, but I'm like, I'm really vibing with the weather. It is so fucking nice here. I love it here right now.
Yeah. The reservoir to me is very last spring. I would do 5 loops every morning.
Wow. The fact that I did 1 loop was like, I'm so proud of myself. But I was proud of myself. I'm on Strava.
Yarsh.
Anyways, what is your crush of the week? Or who, what, why, when, where?
I guess my crush of the week, I forgot about crush of the week.
Oh, that's okay.
It's okay. It's okay to forget things.
I guess my crush of the week forever is Pema.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a good one.
And she's actually on a current day. Pema is on a podcast called 10% Happier, or 10%. Oh. I'm sorry. It's 10% if you type it in something. And it's nice to hear her because you're always hearing that woman.
Yes.
That does the...
I listen to her talks on YouTube sometimes.
Yeah.
Very helpful. When she was talking about impermanence, she talked about how, like, we'll buy a shirt. But she was also saying, or, like, we'll take a new lover. And it's like, we get so much joy out of it, and then every time we go back to it, we get slightly less joy out of it, and that's just natural.
Yes. Yeah. That's on not being obsessed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel hot today?
I listened to that Happier podcast.
The 10% Happier?
Is that one I'm thinking of? It's yellow?
No.
Oh.
No. Oh, you're thinking of, like, the happiness lab.
You're thinking of steampunk.
I'm thinking of steampunk yellow.
Yeah, steampunk is yellow.
I am thinking of the happiness project.
Yes,
yeah, the only thing I remember from it is that there's a burger shop where they just give you the one thing. And there's, like, and without freedom of choice, it makes you less happy.
Yes, hence that is true. Apps. Like that, yes.
So go to the burger shop.
Do you guys feel hot today?
Yeah, because I know I look kooky.
You look amazing.
Well, no, whatever. I'm not fully glammed for you, and I'm sorry, but I feel good that I worked out. I really needed to sweat really bad.
I feel hot today. I just posted a thirst trap, which I freaked out about, because I can't tell if it's depressing when you post a thirst trap or what.
But sorry, posting a thirst trap isn't depressing. You looked sad in the face.
But it's hard to know how to do your face when you're doing a thirst trap.
I know.
What do you want to do? Smile like that.
What do you think? I mean, we have an artist in the room.
I cover my face.
Well, she signed off on me posting it before.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
You cover your face.
Yeah.
But don't cover that beautiful
face. I always cover my face.
Why?
Because I can't pose my face and my body at the same time.
Sure.
I know. Me neither, I found out.
Yeah.
Whatever, posted it. Posted so it's done. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, you kept it?
I kept it.
Good.
Because it was getting a good response.
Honestly,
someone
whatever.
Said stop. That's how you know it's good.
Yes,
do you feel hot today?
Sure.
You look unbelievable.
You look unbelievable.
Thank you. I mean, I hate winter. I know, but it is. And I'm from Florida, and I'm freezing cold to death.
I wanted to ask you about your bike ride.
Not to be dramatic,
and that girl you were friends with.
Yes. Oh, okay.
I really want to hang out with y'all.
My crush of the week is always also Jill Newman.
Okay.
She's my Jewish sister.
Whenever I see photos of y'all, I'm like, I really want to hang out with them.
Yeah. Oh. You know what's funny about me and Jill is that I posted
IDK my BFF Jill.
Do you know about Jill?
No, I know the famous viral clip, IDK my BFF Jill.
Yeah.
Oh, that's me. Oh.
That's you.
Yeah. I've posted myself with a million women, but for some reason, whenever I post a picture of me and Jill, everyone I see in real life is always like, I love your guys' friendship.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it is. They're always like, I love what you and Jill are doing.
Yeah.
I think it's because...
Sharpie of friendship.
Yes. We don't bleed.
We don't bleed. Non-bleed.
We're non-bleed.
No, it's truly... it looks like you guys are having so much fun.
That's so nice. And we are. Me and Jill.
What are you guys getting up to?
Like, Jill is... just like she just has a sister. We just act like sisters around each other.
What does she do?
Jill's a producer.
Okay.
She used to work for Playboy, which obviously she's so hot, right?
Wait, I need to be in Playboy.
Me too.
No. Not to disparage Playboy, but Playboy is very different than it used to be. And the modern day Playboy, that's not the vibe that it used to be.
Yeah, what is going on? I actually don't know.
It's kind of I don't really know exactly what's going on. Jill does not work there anymore, but I think that you can take your own.
Hustler. You can do Hustler.
You can take your own pictures.
I want to do like 70s glam tits out.
Yeah.
Bush.
Do it.
Wait, are you mad at me?
No. Oh, right. You have a call. But anyways, send my love to Jill.
Okay, Jill, also Sella Shaloni.
Amazing.
He takes
photos.
The pictures that I take. And if you want pictures with your tits out, just hit him up and he's
taken my photo before. He's amazing.
Okay, but you have to take your tits out. That's the thing about getting...
I didn't take my tits out the first time we met. Yeah.
But the only reason I have pictures where I'm like not wearing much is because I just show up not wearing much. Okay, not like I'm doing anything crazy.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Love it.
Yeah.
Are you mad at me?
No, are you mad at me?
Not at all.
Are you mad at me, Carly? That's up on a call.
No, I can't believe we're all Pema girls.
I know. Are you mad at me because I was sweaty?
No, I loved that. Nothing is more beautiful than a woman who's in her body.
I'm in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not mad at you.
Or never.
Really?
We're so great. I'm so grateful. You've enriched my life countless times. That's I can't so wait for what we're going to work on in the future. As I'm sitting here, I'm just like, I'm already thinking of like, okay, my next book. What are we doing for the cover? Like, the next show, like I'm already thinking of all the things we can do together.
I love that.
Yes, I'm gonna.
Oh, you have a call. I'm so sorry. Okay, thank you so much for joining us. Heads Gum Podcast.
Seek Treatment is a production of HeadGum Studios. Our associate producer is Ali Khan. Our producer is Tevi Kaunitz. Our executive producer is Emma Foley. The show is edited, mixed, and mastered by Rochelle Chen. The show art is created by Carly Jean Andrews.
Subscribe and check out new episodes on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Love.
Love.
If you just can't take a hit, we'll seek treatment. With Kat and Pat.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.